From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian warplanes continue to bomb targets in Syria. The Kremlin says its planes targeted what it called terrorist organizations amid reports that it has intensified attacks on rebel strongholds. The attacks came just a few hours before a truce, brokered by the United States and Russia, is scheduled to take effect at 22 hours UTC. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have committed to observing the ceasefire. However, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charged that Russia has accelerated its attacks on rebels opposed to the Syrian government. Iran's interior minister has extended voting by 4 hours in elections for the country's parliament and General Assembly. The ministry said that people were still waiting in line to vote. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, this is the first election since Iran reached a nuclear deal with 6 world powers.
Iranian state TV called Friday a great day for the nation as citizens across the country turned out to vote for the country's parliament and the Guardian Council, which selects Iran's supreme leader. The head of Iran's Electoral Commission, Mohammad Hussein Mokimi, told state TV that 55 million people were eligible to vote and that results from thousands of ballot boxes will be tabulated. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump has won the endorsement of one of his former rivals, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Christie's announcement Friday made him the first major party figure to endorse the billionaire real estate mogul. Speaking at a news conference in Texas ahead of a Trump rally Friday, Christie said that Trump has the best chance of beating the leading Democratic presidential contender, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in the presidential election. Christie said there was no one who was better prepared to provide America with the strong leadership that it needs both at home and around the world than Donald Trump. The endorsement could give Trump a boost ahead of next week's crucial Super Tuesday nominating contests, in which 12 states hold primaries or caucuses. The International Football Federation has elected Gianni Infantino as its new president at a congress in Zurich. The 45-year-old Swiss-Italian won 115 votes. Infantino promised to reorganize world football's scandal-tainted governing body.
I want to work with all of you together, with all of you, in order to restore and rebuild a new era in FIFA, a new era in FIFA where we can put again football in the center of the stage.
Infantino's closest rival, Asian Football Federation head Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa, claimed 88 votes in the second round, where only a simple majority was required. Infantino takes over from Sepp Blatter, who was constantly blamed for corruption and financial mismanagement in the football governing body. The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year, although growth was still disappointingly slow. The Commerce Department said Friday that 2015's fourth quarter saw the gross domestic product expand at an annual rate of 1%. Experts initially put the GDP growth rate at 0.7%. This estimate is a routine revision based on more complete data. A White House economic advisor says that growth faltered late last year because falling oil prices cut investments in that sector and global demand for U.S. exports slowed. And a new study says that obese and overweight young adults have worse memories than those who are thin. Researchers from the University of Cambridge found that a higher body mass index is associated with poorer performance on a test of episodic memory. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 35% of Americans are obese, and two-thirds are obese or overweight. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.